Eteocles and Polynices were sons of Oedipus, the king of Thebes who unwittingly killed his father and married his mother. When they came of age, both brothers wanted the throne. So they adopted a compromise that was bound to fail. Each of them would rule for a year, while the other made himself scarce. Eteocles ruled first, with Polynices spending the year in Argos, at the court of King Adrastus. As insurance, he took with him the family heirloom, the fabulous necklace made for Harmonia by Hephaestus. Nevertheless, at the end of the year, Eteocles refused to give up the throne. Power had gone to his head. During his year of exile, Polynices had married one of Adrastus's daughters. So the Argive king now promised to help restore him to his throne. Adrastus assembled an army that was led by 7 champions. Himself, Polynices, Tydeus, Capaneus, Hippomedon, Parthenopaeus, and the soothsayer Amphiaraus. The 7 descended on Thebes, the 7-mouthed city well defended by 7 warriors, who had volunteered to hold the gates against the enemy. The 7 met the 7 Theban champions in single combat to decide the war, one at each of the city's gates. It was an outright victory for the Thebans. Of the 7, only Adrastus and Amphiaraus survived the failed siege of Thebes. They fled the battlefield. Adrastus made it safely back to Argos. But the earth gaped before Amphiaraus as he was driving his chariot away. As for the 2 brothers, Eteocles and Polynices, they traded blows and wounds in a fight that was so close and fierce that in the end they both died. Their uncle Creon, once again the emergency ruler of Thebes, gave orders that Polynices, being a traitor, was not to be honored with burial. Antigone, the daughter of Oedipus, could not abide this sin against her dead brother. Regardless of warnings from her sister Ismene, she defiantly gave Polynices at least the symbolic burial of 3 handfuls of dust thrown on his corpse. She preferred the unwritten law of the gods to Creon's edict, and was prepared even to suffer death for it. Creon was so angry that he had Antigone imprisoned in a cave and left her there to die. His son, Haemon, who was in deep love with Antigone, broke in to rescue her, but only to find that she had hanged herself with her girdle. In despair, Haemon slew himself on the spot with his own sword, and Queen Eurydice did the same when she heard of the death of her son. Creon was well repaid for ignoring the gods' wishes.